USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Day 35 of the partial federal government shutdown, with 800,000 federal workers missing a second paycheck today. Two bills aimed at ending the shutdown failed in the Senate yesterday. Automakers say the partial shutdown could delay the rollout of new vehicles as it's stalling EPA certification. The Missouri Highway Patrol says it's looking into the tragic shooting death of an off-duty St. Louis cop at a home yesterday.
Two of the officers had been to one of their homes while on duty, and then the female officer also came to that home. While they were at that home, there was an accidental discharge of a weapon. The female officer was struck in the chest.
One person is dead, 21 injured in a North New Jersey highway crash last evening involving a tour bus and three cars. The person killed was ejected from the bus. This is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-B-I-B-L-E, 833-34-BIBLE.
President Trump's former lawyer Michael Cohen now says he will comply with a subpoena issued by a U.S. Senate committee. USA Radio's Wendy King with more.
Cohen did it a day after he postponed his public testimony to a White House committee. The subpoena is to appear before the Senate Intelligence Committee in a closed setting. This, then, would not be like the hearing that he asked to postpone, which was to be public and likely televised.
There is joy in North Carolina. A 3-year-old North Carolina boy who was missing for 2 days is alive and apparently okay. Casey Hathaway went missing while he was playing in the backyard of his grandmother's home on Tuesday, and temperatures dropped well below freezing that night. Hundreds of volunteers helped in the search on difficult terrain in a rural area in the eastern part of the state, and again, they found him yesterday in good health. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Like most new parents, Hillary Frank read as many books as she could to be up to speed when she had her first child. She quickly learned, though, that each child was different, and raising a child can be hard work, and a lot of these books try to put children in the same category when, in fact, that is not the case. Frank is author of a new book titled Weird Parenting. I had a chance to sit down and chat with her, and one of the things she discussed with me was how parents need to take a victory, as small as it may be, and count it as a win.
A lot of these things, especially when we're, like, trying to get some me time, a lot of parents will classify those things as parent fails. But I think that the thing is that if something is working for you, that is a win. And we need to trust our intuition a little bit more. But like there's one thing that a mom does, when she's about to lose it, and she catches herself before she really loses it. She grabs some duct tape, puts it over her mouth, and draws a smile on with a Sharpie. And it like turns everything around. It like helps her kid laugh, and then she starts laughing. And there's a lot of things like that where people are sort of like, catching themselves before they give into the rage. But then there's also people who like actually have to give into the rage, because you know, sometimes you can't help it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.